We'll do a review in Maimorim Meluka. This is in Chelek Aleph. This is the 49th Maimer. The Maimer of Vayomer Lo Yehoinus Abachor Chodesh. The Rebbe said this Maimer on Shabbos Parshas Toldos, which was Mevorchim HaChodesh and Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that you read this Haftorah in Hei Tovshin Mem Hei. And then later on, as it says in the note, they published this Maimer in the Kuntres, in the booklet for Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Tavshin Nun Beis. And this was in the booklet, it was says in honor of Yom HaBoy Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and the date Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Hei Tavshin Nun Beis. So Tavshin Nun Beis, that's when they published this Maimer. So we'll do the Maimer inside. Beside the Shmaya, Shabbos Parshas told us, Mevorach Machodesh Ve'erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev Hei Tov Shimem Hei. So the Rebbe brings down the Pasuk, Vayomer Lo Yehoinoson Mochar Chodesh V'nifkadito Ki Yipoked Mishavech. So Yehoinoson says to David that tomorrow is this Chodesh, and he will be remembered, v'nifkadito. David will be remembered, ki yipoked mishavecha, because his seat at the Rosh Chodesh table will be missing. And then Shaul is going to ask for him because of the fact that he is missing. So basically, the level of nifkadito, how do you get remembered, and the level of Zekorin? The Rebbe will explain that Zekorin is a very high level, as the Rebbe explains in the Maimer. And how do we reach that level is through Ki Yipoked Mishavecha, through the level of Betel, which is really a message. David, this is talking about David, but David is Malchus, and all Yidden are B'nai Melachim, so it's a message for all of us, that through our level of bittul, we are able to reach into bringing down a very high madrege. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains in his Maimer that opens up with the same Vayomer Lo Yehoinoson. Shadavid hu bechinas malchus. David is the level of malchus. David was the king, he is the level of Malchus. In Sviris, he is Malchus. Hakoileles as kol Nishamas Yisrael. The level of Malchus includes all Yidden. So meaning what happens to Malchus, the bittel of Malchus, which is also associated with the bittel of the Levona, and then the renewal of the Levona, it applies to all Yidden, because all Yidden are B'nai Melachim, sons of King, which we come from Malchus, we're sons of Malchus. So what takes place with Malchus, what takes place with the Levona, what takes place that we are remembered, the Hamshocha comes, a greater Hamshocha, after the Bittel of the moon, of the Levona. Then there's a renewal from a much greater place of the Shemesh, that starts the new month, is a higher madrega. This is similarly included by all Yidden. The inyan v'nifkadeto ki yipoched moishon vecho. So what is the idea? That you will be remembered because your seat will be missing. Who? That is dal yidei she yipoched yechoser. Through the fact that it will be lacking, it will be missing, mokoy moishon vecho, where your place, where you sit, will be lacking, will be missing, which is the level of bittul, meaning to self-negation. That way, through this, you will be remembered, which is Hamshochas HaZikoron DeLamailo. You get, we draw down the level of Zikoron, of remembering of above. Bittul brings down the Hamshochas HaZikoron. Meaning, in all levels, whether we're talking about a Yid, or we're talking about the level of Malchus, through the level of Bittel, they bring down the level of Nifkadot. The Zikaron of Bchinas Nailas B'Yesek Id L'Kamon. The Rebbe will say later on, explain what the level of Zikaron is. The Rebbe talks about there's different levels of Isarusa de Le'ela, which are higher and higher. And the level of Zikaron is higher than even the highest level of Isarusa de Le'ela. Zohu HaKesher V'nifkadetoki Yipokad Meshavecho Yimokhar Chodesh. And this idea, when we say Bittl brings Zikaron, is the connection, the tie. Then we say V'nifkadetoki Yipokad Meshavecho Yimokhar Chodesh, that the Pasuk says there, he was telling Yimokhar Chodesh. What's the connection to Yimokhar Chodesh, to this idea of missing and lacking to bring about the zikaron? Kibarev Rish Chodesh Hu Helem Behester Halavona, because the before Rish Chodesh, Mochor Chodesh. So Mochor is the renewal. So this is talking about Erev Rish Chodesh. Erev Rish Chodesh Hu Helem Behester Halavona. So before Rish Chodesh, the Halavona is entirely obscured and blocked. Ba'at Sheberek Ashalif Nehamoyled. To the extent that the instance before the renewal of the new moon, there's not even left gam nekuda, even a drop. There's nothing left from the moon. Total bittel. And then through this bittel, then what takes place? Mochor chodesh. Then tomorrow becomes the renewal. Moiled halavono mechodosh, a new birth of the moon. Hamshochas oir chodosh mahashemesh lilavona, drawing down a new light from the sun to the moon, the reflection of the new month. It's a new light from the sun to the moon. Shaloi heirba mekoidim, that has not shined there before. This is a new moiled, a new hamshocha that comes down to the levona. Ukmaikain who be Israel Shadoimim Lilavana, same thing is by Yidden, who are similar to the Lilavana. As we say, Shehem Asidim Lizchadish Kemoiso. The Rebbe quotes different places here that the Yidden who are similar also have that, just like the moon becomes mischadish, a new oir, through the bittel, is same thing is by a yid. Dalideya bittel shalahem, through their level of self negation, through bittel, their bittel, nimshach behem oir naila beyoser, that brings down in them, extends to them, is drawn down in them, a very great light, an Er Chodesh, a new light, a Yid serving the Eberster with Bittel. That level of Bittel brings him down a whole new light. What kind? The Rebbe explained what specifically it's called, a remembering light. The Rebbe will explain that when you talk about remembering, it represents a very high level. That the reason why drawing down this light is called nifkadeto, you'll be remembered, which is the Koran, remember. Because when we draw down a light from a place which has already belongs to the world, it's connected to the world, Gam ha'oir, and we're talking about Gam ha'oir shalamayla ma'olamos avul shayich la'olamos. We're talking about even a light which is higher than the world, but yet connected to the world. Einoi chidush amiti. That's not a real novelty to bring down the light that has a connection to the world. Ve'oir chodosh hu oir ein sof shalamayla mishayichus la'olamos. But when we talk about a new light, we're talking about an Eirin Sof, which is higher than being connected to the world. So since we're talking here about a Chidush, we're calling it V'nifkadet, or we're calling it to be remembered. V'zehu Sha'am Shochas Eirzeh Nikro V'nifkadet. That's why we call it remembered, because we're bringing down something new, and memory, remembered, we're talking about a level which is higher than the world, bringing down Eir Insof, which is higher than Hishtalshus, a real chiddush. Because that's where, when we say Hashem remembers us, as a place where there is forget, where Hashem could, so to speak, forget us, because it's a level which is not connected to the Olamos. In a level which is connected to the Olamos, there could be no forgetting. We don't need to remember, because it's always connected. And therefore, we call this level, which is higher than Hishtalshul, called to remember. Because it's an Ein Sof, which is higher than connection to the world, we call this to remember. As explained elsewhere, the K'moi Sheba Odom, just like by a person. That by a person you can only need to remember something, it's by an item which is not important to him, so he forgets it. So that it's to the extent that it's so not important that it's easy to forget. So similarly, it's above the inyan hazikaron ubayir in sof shalemaylo mishayichus loyelmas. The idea of zikaron, to remember, is in the Eir Insof, which is higher than being connected to the world. The kula kameki lechoshi, in the level where everything Hashem is not important. So in the level of non-importance, the world is not really remembered over there. It can be forgot. V'zo v'nifkadeto ki yipoked meshavecha. That's why, when do we get from the level of zikaron? We get remembered. Is ki yipoked meshavecha, through the level of bittul, your place will be missing. Dam shochas ha'oir shalemaylo mishayches la'olamos. That to bring down this light, which is higher than being connected to the world, which is v'nifkadeto, you'll be remembered. Zikaron is in the world and higher than hishtalshlus, higher than the oir that has a connection to the world. That comes specifically and only through the bittul of yipoked meshavecha. When you have the level of bittul, why is it associated with bittul? Because the kshavoy das adam kshura im hametzius shaloi, when the service of the person is tied with his existence. Yeah, an existence of Kedusha, you're Metzius, you're an entity, you're a holy entity, but it's still connected with entity, not Bittul, but with Metzius. Ha'am shocha shenim sheches al yidei ha'avoida. So what is drawn down through this service? Himibchinas ha'oir ha'shayich lo'oilam ha'is Metzius. That comes from a level which is connected to the world, which is Metzius, because the Oir that is Shaykh La'ilamos is Metzius. So Metzius of the person can bring down the Metzius of the Oir, which is a Metzius, which is Shaykh La'ilamos. Ubechdei sheti yam shochas Oir shalemaylam shaykh La'ilamos, in order for it to be drawing down the light which is higher than being connected to the world, in the place the Kula Kamek L'choshim, where all before Hashem is not considered anything, hu al yidei habitl, that is through the level of bitl, which is yipoked meshavecha, through the level of bitl, because lack of metzius reaches to the place of zikorin, which is higher than his tauschlus, which is not metzius, which is a place where kula kameke lechoshiv, and that you're mamshich through yipoked meshavecha, through bitl. Base. So now let's explain exactly where the level of Zikaron is, and the Rebbe is going to explain. This is higher than all the levels of Yisarusa Delayla, which are not connected to, even higher than Ishtauslus, and this is even higher, the level of Zikaron, that your Mamshich through the Bittul is even a higher place. Base. To explain the great advantage of nifkadeta shenim shachal yidei yipokad meshavecha, that extends and is drawn down through the level of bitul yipokad meshavecha, beprotis yoser, more specifically to identify the level of that zikaron, yuvan api amavur, lekut ha-Torah, will understand it based on what's explained in lekut ha-Torah. Over there it says, Shebisarusa de la'ela yesh gimul b'chines. In the arousal from above, we have three levels. We have Isarusa de la'ela shemisad atzma. We have a arousal from above, which comes on its own, not being initiated by the person. There is a arousal from above, which sort of gives the person the nudge to go ahead and do a Isarusa de la'tata, but that comes from above. Then you have Isarusa de la'ela shemisederes v'nimshechas. You have an arousal of above that is woken up and aroused, and it extends al yedei Isarusa de la'tata, that goes through the arousal of below, avodas ha'adam. The person serves the Eibershter, and through his avodah, he brings down a hamshocha milamayla that responds to his Isarusa de la'tata. And then you have Isarusa de la'ela habo mematona milamayla. Then you have an Isarusa de la'ela that comes as a gift from above. Elo. That gift only comes hamshachos hidavke la'achre shlemus ha'avodah. That comes specifically after the person completes his avodah. That's when he can get the gift of Isarusa de la'ela, the higher level. It's explained over there in Likut HaTorah, she is a Rusa de la'ela shemitzad atzmo, that also that is a Rusa de la'ela that comes on its own in the first process of this Rusa de la'ela. He memokim she'en is a Rusa de la'tata magas l'sham. That is a place where the person's Asarusa, the work, Avodah Sa'odom, cannot reach that level from where the Isarusa Leila comes on its own. Hainu, Shamshochas Isarusa de Leila Zu, the bringing down this, what level of Isarusa de Leila from above that we bring down, he me'ayin sof, shalamayla me'ayla, that's from the ayin sof, which is higher than worlds. Shalagabei, relative to that Isarusa de Leila, the arousal of below is not considered for anything, and that Isarusa de la'ela that comes on its own doesn't respond to the Isarusa de la'tata, because it doesn't mean anything to that level of Isarusa de la'ela which comes on its own. And then you have the second level, Isarusa de la'ela shenimshechas al yidei Isarusa de la'tata. And the Isarusa Leila, which is, it does extend through the Isarusa Leilatato, himemokoim she Isarusa Leilatato magas l'shom. That response, the Isarusa Leilatato, the Isarusa Leila that comes through the Isarusa Leilatato, through the Avodah Sa'odom, that's a place, where does it come from, where does it reach? That's a place, she Isarusa Leilatato magas l'shom, that's the place where the arousal of below reached there, so that it brought about the Isarusa Leila Hainu, which means when we say that it reaches there, in that place there's a value to the Nivroim. So what they do count means over there, so that means the level, as opposed to Isarusa Leila on its own, that over there the people, Avodah has no value, that's why it comes by itself. But now it's a level in which we're mamshich from a level in which this Rusa de Latato does reach over there, and it has some value. Va'chavayidushalahem, to the extent, not only does it have value, but it's their service, it's a Rusa de Latato. Ma'yereres u'mamshech, it's a Rusa de Leila, is what wakes up and draws down this Rusa de Leila. And then you have the highest level, Va'yisarusa de Leila shebederech matona. Then you have this Rusa de Leila, which comes as a gift. That comes from a place where the arousal of below does not reach there at all. And the question is, Why does it follow the Sarusa Dili Eila that comes after the Sarusa Dili Tata? If the Sarusa Dili Tata has nothing to do with it. So he says, Elo Sheinu Shoyrim Mizgalas Elo Lachre Shleimus Havoidah. That only rests and is revealed after the complete Havoidah. V'yasarusa Dili Eila Sheinim Shechas Al Yodah. After the Avodah of the person and his Mamshich Yisrusa Delayla from which he initiated and is connected to the Avodah, and he brought it down, that wrote down through it, then you get the gift. If it's a gift, what does it have to do with what he does? Even though this arousal of above comes as a gift from above, you have to be, there needs to be a vessel to receive that Yisrus. The Eibishter does not rest only in a place which is whole. In order for it to be the revelation of this Yisrus Leilu above Derech Matona. So it's not that we initiated it. It comes on its own, it comes in a gift. But how do we get this gift? We have to have a keli somewhere to rest where this gift is going to rest. So rikhliyis hashlem is the maisa tachtoinim. There needs to be the wholesomeness of the act of the tachtoinim. So we need to do our thing in order to make us an asar shlim, to make us whole. And once we're whole, we can get this gift. Isaruso de letato. We need this Rusul Tav, it's a Rusul Leila Shemeserer, it's a Nimshachal Yod, Meshachas Al Yodah. To have the arousal of below and the response, it's a Rusul Leila, which is aroused and extends through this Rusul Dilatat. And then you can get the gift have, has with where to rest. The Rebbe says, V'yesh Leimar, but we can say, Shahagilui Dinifkadeto. When we talk about, so here the highest level is the Sarusa Leila that comes as a gift. The Rebbe says the level that we reach through our bittul comes even from a higher level than the highest level of Sarusa Leila, which is a matona, but the bittul brings the nifkadeto from a higher level. V'yeshloimar, shahagilui divinifkadeto hunai leyoyser gam mihasarusa Leila shahachre shleimus havayda. That revelation of Nifkadeto is even on a higher level also than the Sarusa de Leila, which comes after the complete Avodah. That Matona is Sarusa de Leila, Nifkadeto, Zikoron is a higher level. The fact is that still, that it takes the wholesome, the person needs to be completely, his work completely, Maisa Tachtoinim. And that's when the gift will be given. It needs, it's his complete avodah, which makes him fit to get that matone. He kemoi klili gilui surus leilo, that is, becomes like a vessel, because at the end of the day, that is the prerequisite in order to get it down. So he becomes a vessel to the revelation of surus leilo. So that moire, that point, that the service of man has some sort of a value, has some sort of a connection to this Rusa de Leila, because it only comes after the person's Avodah is complete, so it's connected to the Avodah Sa'odom at the end of the day. The Beit is of Shalomayla Meshaychus La'ilomis. Because in the Eirin Sof, which is higher than having a connection to the world, because everything is considered like nothing, so the person hasn't done anything, there's no avodah there. And Shlaich Loimar, so over there it doesn't fit to say, Shashlem is the Maisa Tachtoinim Mimokim Mukshar, that the fact that the person's action, when it becomes complete, that makes it a fitting place, Asar Shalim makes it the whole place to get the Lagil Derisov. The give on Shekule Kamei, Kiloi Choshiv. Because since everything before Hashem is considered like nothing, Hare Legabe Gilui Zeh, Ein Zeh Asar Shalim. So relative to this level, it's not an Asar Shalim. Why? Because it doesn't matter to the Kaloi Choshev, it doesn't matter what goes on here, Maisa Tachtonim. So how could we say that because the Maisa Tachtonim is complete, Asar Shalim, that's why it will come down? It means that it comes at a level that has some sort of a connection to Avodah Satachtonim. But when we talk about Vinifkadeto, the idea of Zikorin, Vina Zikorin Vinifkadeto, that's in the level when there's nothing lechoshim. But dugmas inyan hazikorin, similar to the idea of zikorin, as we brought down, it's only with something which is not considered. That's where you could remember. So that means that's a level which lechoshim, that the world is lechoshim, and that's why we have to remember from this. And that means the hamshocha that we get through yifkoboked comes through the level of bittul. So basically, even though that the Isurus of the Leilo, the highest level, the third level, comes through as a gift, and it comes only to be an Asar Shalim, but the fact that Asar Shalim means something, it means that to the level of Ein Sof, the Isurus of the Leilo, that comes from Matana, there is still a connection to the world. But the idea of Zikorin is higher. That's the place in Kilei Choshev, and that comes through Bittul. And the Rebbe is going to continue asking, in that case, so how is remembering, how is Bittul going to accomplish it? Bittul is also, we're saying, through your Bittul, your Mamshich, that level. How could it be that the Bittul should be Mamshich level, as the Rebbe continues in Ois Gimel? Ois Gimel. Rebbe asked the question, v'tzorich lahovin, we need to understand, shebahadar kode'ein soif, shakule kameke lachoshiv, in this level, l'ein sof, which we say nothing before him is considered anything. And that's the reason why we're saying that the zikorin is from such a high level, because the person has no value there. So also, l'chayre, gam habitl, davoides adam has no values, gam habitl, shala adam l'chayre kolei choshiv. So according to this, also the bitl of the person is not counted for anything, so it's no value. So how could the person's bitl bring out the level of zikorin? So how does it fit? Shabitl ha'odom, the subjugation, the self-negation of the person, yipoket b'shavecha, which your seat will be missing, the bitl, yo'eder kaviyochol b'dargezu, she'even if katato, that should arouse, so to speak, in a level that it should be remembered. So how does this, Isarusa delatata, sort of, it's the betel, milamato, me'oirer, the level of nifkadato. Ulahoisiv, and the Rebbe says to ask, to the add to the question, Shasarusa de la elosh and name sheches lachre shlemus ha'avoida. Isarusa de la elo, which extend after the complete service, after the person's service is wholesome, hagam shelegabe dargezu. So when we talk about the highest level is rusa de leilo after shlemus avoda. So although legabe dargezu yesh eze erech laavoda saadam, even though it has some sort of value, some sort of relationship to the service of man, kinal siv beis, as we said, siv beis, because we said that that makes it an asar shalim, that makes it shlemus, and that allows for the reserus of the leil to come down. It means it does have some connection. But mikol makom, even though we're saying it has a connection, eino nimsheches al yidei avodas adam, it is not drawn down through the service of man, el mitzad lemailo, but it comes to the person from above. Mitzad chazda yizbarach, it was Hashem's blessed kindness, ki chofetz chesedu, that he wants kindness. So it's not the person
avoida bringing it down. It is the chofetz chesed of the Eibishter. V'zeh she'eino nimsheches u'mizgalis le'ho'odom elo l'achrish shleimus ha'avoidahu. And the fact that it does not extend, it's not revealed to the person only after he completes his avoida, that's in order for the person to be fit to receive the gilui. But it's not the avoida that draws down the gilui. So for sure it doesn't arouse the gilui. As opposed to now, but when we're talking about now, that you will be remembered, which is in the level of Ein Sof, which everything before him is like nothing, counted like nothing, whom is Eir Kaviyochul, that is aroused, so to speak, through the service of the person. The bitl arouses it, comes out, that is a more direct relationship, a response to the Avodah Sa'odah, even more than the highest Rusud Leil, but this is even a higher level. This is a level of Kiloi Choshiv, that Kamei Kiloi Choshiv Kula Kamei. Sha'idei Yipoket Meshevecho, the Odom Nasashi even if Kadato, the little Yipoket Meshevecho, which relates to the person that brings about Yivkadito, should be remembered. So there's a direct connection. It seems like a Sarusa Delatata that is bringing it. And it's the avoid of the person that is murdered, which is even more than it's by the Sarusa Leila, which comes from above after the Gemara HaVoida, which is only so the person is a Keli to receive it because he's an Asar Shalim. But here, the avoida of Bittl is what brings about the level of Vinifkadato. Dalit. Rebbe says, the Yuvan Zeh will not stand this api amevur badrushim, based on what's explained in the Maimorim, Hashaychus, the Vayomer lo Yehoinoson. This that Yehoinoson says to David, Mochr Chodesh, Amiris Yehoinoson le David. So Yehoinoson says to David, and the connection to Mochar Chodesh, that tomorrow is Chodesh. Ke'inyan Chodesh, because what's the inyan of Chodesh, the new month, Moilad HaLavona, the birth of the Lavona, Hu Hamshochas Eir Chodesh Mehashemesh BaLavona. That's drawing down a light, a new light, from the sun to the moon. The new month gets a new light. A new light from the sun that comes to the moon. V'yadua, and it's known, Sheshemesh v'yareich b'shorshom, the sun and the moon, in the root, where they're rooted, where they come from, Hemzo Malchus, that's the level of Zeir Anpin, the Midas Malchus. The Zo Malchus, Hem Mashpia Mekabel. Zo Malchus is a Mashpia, gives, and the recipient. One who gives the flow like this Shemesh, and a Makabul like the moon, which receives the oir of the Shemesh. Vedugma Shemesh Virech, similar to a Shemesh Virech. Vezu Hashaych is the Mochar Chodesh, Levayemer Lo Yoinosim. The connection to the Mochar is Chodesh, which means Mochar is going to be, next day is going to be a new moon, it's going to be a new hamshacha from the Shemesh to the moon. And that's the connection to Vayomer lo Yehoinoson. Because Vayomer lo Yehoinoson ki David hu b'chinas Malchus. David is the level of Malchus, which is Levona. Compared to the Levona, that's the level of Malchus. K'mei shekosuv, what's the connection with David, which is Malchus? David is Malchus because he was the king. But what's the connection to the level of the Levona? Because by the Levona, Kamesha Kosuv, because the Pasuk says, about David HaMelech, when he came to choose one of the sons of Yishai, it says, "V'David hu hakotan." David was the small one. Bamr Razal, and our sages tell us, Nikro Kain, that he is called the cotton, al shem ha-moir ha-cotton, because the Eibishter made the two luminaries, and the smaller one is the Levona, that's the moir ha-cotton. So, David, who is Malchus, is the Levona, because he's the smaller, he's the cotton, and he's the smaller of the Shnei Ma'oides, Moir HaKotten. V'Yehinosan, who's up? Yehinosan is level of Zeyram, B'chinas Shemesh Havai, Shem Mamshich U'mashpiv Malchus, who extends, draws down into Malchus. And the Zohu She'Yehinosan, this is what the word Yehinosan is, Yud Kei Vav Nosan. Yud Kei Vav Nosan, Nisinas V'Hashpos, B'chinas Yud Kei Vav L'Malchus, the giving and the flow of Yud Kei Vav, which is the level of Zoh, to Malchus, that is Yoinosan, that's Zoh to Malchus. V'Zohu HaKesher D'Vayomer Lo Yoinosan, this is why Yoimer Yoinosan, Hamshoche, V'Yoinosan L'David, Yoinosan, Yud Kei Vav Nosan, Imochar Chodesh. Ki inyan chaydesh hu amshochem izo shemesh l'malchus levona, because that's the inyan of chaydesh. Chaydesh is bringing down from zo to malchus, from the shemesh to the levona, which is David receiving from Yoinoson. Yoinoson gives David from zo to David, which is malchus, the moir ha-cotton, the levona. So that's the connection between Mochar Chodesh with Yoinosan and David. Ulohoy. But there's a little bit of an issue over here, because here we're saying Mochar Chodesh. But so Mochar Chodesh we understand, because Dashboah. So you should say Vayomer lo Yoinosan Chodesh. He tells the Mochar Chodesh, which means right now we're talking before Rosh Chodesh. So we're not talking yet about the Hamshocha from the Shemesh to the Levona, it's fakert, it's not yet Levona there. So the Rebbe says to point out, Shapi hanal, inyan vayomer liyoyenoson shayich l'resh chodesh, that vayomer liyoyenoson has a connection more to resh chodesh than to erev resh chodesh, because on resh chodesh is when the Shemesh is mashpiach, there's the new moon, that's when yoyenoson gives to David. Shazu Hamshochem is all the Malchus. That is when Zoh gives to Malchus. That's the Yin of Vinifkadito. So the Vinifkadito takes place Taka on Rosh Chodesh. But Vizesh and Nemar Vayemer lo Yehonosan Mochar Chodesh. But here Yehonosan tells him, Mar tomorrow's Chodesh. So now we're not yet by the Chodesh. Mashmair appears. Shavayomer lo Yehinosan Shayich gam lehainyan the yipoked mishavecha shaber of Rosh Chodesh. That Vayomer lo Yehinosan has also a connection to the idea of yipoked mishav when it's lacking to the level of bittel. Vayomer lo Yehinosan takes place before the moilad halavona in erev Rosh Chodesh. When we're talking about when there's level of bittel. So what is Yoinosan giving it to them? He Pashtus is giving him Chodesh, by the Chodesh is Venifkadito. That's when you remember, that's when there's the beginning of the moon. But here, by Yoimer lo Yoinosan, Imachod, meaning this is Erev Rosh Chodesh. V'yeshloimar habir baza. So the Rebbe said, we can say the explanation in this. Shebichdei sheyiyo inyan diyipoket meshovecho. In order for the concept, the idea that you pocket meshavecha, your seat will be lacking the bittel, and by that level, it'll be through that that your seat is missing, it will be that you'll be remembered. Hu al yidei nesinas koyach milmailo. We get the power, that's the power is given from above, that it should be v'nifkadeto meshavecha. The yipoked meshavecha. So even the yipoked meshavecha must have a koyach milmailo for a person to be able to have that level of bittul. V'zehu v'yemer lo yonosu mochon chodesh. That's what he's done. Tomorrow is chodesh. D'zeh, d'yesh loymar. D'zeh shenemar v'yemer lo yonosu lifnei ha-teves mochon chodesh. Because it says v'yemer lo yonosu before the words mochon chodesh. So, mochon chodesh who, and before the chodesh ha-muhuki v'yemer lo yonosu, who hamshochas hanesinas koyach mizol lemalchus, because Yoinosan gives the koyach from zoto malchus ala inyan the yipoket meshavecho, even on that level of bittel that your seat will be missing shaberev resh chodesh, v'shal yidei ze even if kadeto resh chodesh, that's the way you'll be remembered on resh chodesh. So actually Yoinosan is before mochar chodesh to tell you that it's not only that he gives the koyach to the level of but also the level of Yipoked Meshavech, the level of Bittel. Then, through Yoinosan, giving Zot to Malchus, the level of Bittel, the level of Yipoked Meshavech, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and that's why Mochar Chodesh will be Venifkadito, you'll get the higher level. That's why it says, before it says Mochar Chodesh, ki vayomer lo yonosan hu nesinas koyach alinya Mochar Chodesh, because vayomer lo yonosan, that's the koyach for the idea that the mochar should be chodesh, so that it should be nifkadito ki yipoked meshavecho. We have to have the koyach of vayomer lo yonosan, that the yud kevov nosan that he gives to malchus for the inyan of bittel. And then through that level of bittul, there will be able to be the level of nifkadito by chodesh. I say, yes, the kasher zeh. We can tie this idea imamavur ba'adrushim ala posik, that which is explained in the Maimorim on the verse, Ve'eila toldes Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram elides Yitzchok. So the pasuk starts off that this is the toldes of Yitzchok, the son of Avram. And then immediately he says, Avram gave birth to Yitzchok. It already says it. Tzorich lo'avid. We need to understand that Rekvar Nemer Yitzchok ben Avram says Yitzchok ben Avram, Ve'loman michpa lo'itpam Avram elides Yitzchok. Why is it duplicating again? Avram gave birth to Yitzchok. And the explanation is Avram, who Hamshocha Milmailo. Avram is the Hamshocha that comes from above. Hamshocha Milmailo, Lamato. That's the Hamshocha Milmailo, Lamato. And Yitzchok
is, and
then there is an elevation from below to above. So we have Avraham is Amshach Milmailo Mato. Avraham is, and Yitzchok's Avoida was Milmato Lemailo. Vine halo Milmato Lemailo Magas Lemokom Naila Yoiser Mehamokoim Shemishomu Amshocha Milmailo Lemato. The elevation, you go up, when you go from below to above, you go to a level which is greater than the place from which the Amshocha Milmailo Lemato comes. Baderech Shomer Razal, similar to what our sages of blessed memory say, Ish Mazriat Chilo Yeledes Nekeva. That when the man is Mazriya first, so then there is birth to a Nekeva. Ish Mazras Chilo Yeledes Zochar. Nekeva is considered to be a lower level than the level of Zochar. So, if it comes milmailo lamata from the ish, then he gets the level of Yeledes Nekeva. But if it comes from Isha Mazras Tchila, he gets to the level of Zohar, to the higher level than Nekeva. Birth that comes through elevation of Maim Nukvin, which is Isha Mazras Tchila, Halo Mil Mata Lamailo, Hinailis Yoiser, that accomplishes, that is greater than the birth that comes by bringing down the Mayim Dukhuri Mil Maila Lamato from the Ishmazras Tchila. Over there it gets only an Ikeva. Elo. Shebetchila Tzorich Lias Hamshocha Mil Maila Lamato. The way the process works, first you need Hamshocha Mil Maila Lamato. Ba'achar kach, he ha'alo milmata l'maylo, and then comes the elevation milmata l'maylo. Why does it work that way? That first you have milmaylo l'mata, and then milmata l'maylo. Ushnei taimim loze. So there's two reasons for this. Ki I efshir liyes ha'alo bli kedimas hamshocha. There is impossible to be an elevation without first having the hamshocha. Valderech Isha Mazras. Even when the woman, when it comes to the woman, the gam, she's the gam kshisha mazras tchila, who aldeisha ish meirer herself. It still comes through the ish to the man, which is meirer. The gam hakoyach. So first of all, you need an outside. You need the mayim dechurim. You need the ish to be meirer, even for the isha to be mazras. But v'gam, in addition, v'gam hakoyach sheyeshno b'halo milmata l'maylo. Also, the power that there is in that halo, lagi l'mokom naila me'oid, to reach a very high place, isha mazras chilele de zohar, which when she's mazras chil, she gives birth to zohar. Hamshochosei, which is his galusei, how is it extend? How is it revealed? That comes through bringing down milmatel before the halor. There has to be the milmaila lamato to reveal that the mato should be able to reach a higher level. Mizereho Isho. So even though Isho Kisazriya Vyoldo, and she goes gets the higher level, Zeshanasa Loda Mizereho Isho, how is their birth? Who are they? Ish is still through the man. So you have, first of all, it needs to be Ma'ir, and second of all, for it to reach the highest level is also these galus is through the Milmailo lemato that precedes the halo. V'yesh loymar, the zesha koyach shebehalo milmato lemailo lagi lemokem naila me'oid. How does is there a power in this halo to reach the very high level? Hual yidei ha'amshocha milmailo lemato. That is through the amshocha milmailo lemato. That's how the mata has the level. Take the halo goes to a place which is even very high, which is higher than the place from which the hamshocha mil milo comes. That precedes halo. Who ki inyan halo, who halo satachten, because halo means to elevate the lower one. B'lochein hakoyach shebehalo lagi l'maylo mayla hubehelam. So therefore, the power that is in the tachten, in the lower, to elevate higher, that's still obscure. Ba'idei hamshocha milmaylo, hamshocha se'elyein, but through the hamshocha above, hamshocha se'mizgale hakoyach shebehalo se'tachten. That reveals that power that the tachten has umagia lemaila yoser naamokim shemishom hu amshocha lemaila, and it reaches to a place which is higher than the place from where the amshocha comes milmaila.
So what the Rebbe was discussing over here was that the halah milmata lemailo goes higher. However, in order for the halah to work, you need first the hamshacha milmailo lemato. Bechlal, before you have a halah, there's the general principle. Before you have the halah, you have to have a hamshacha. The hamshacha comes before the halah. That's a general principle. But also, the koyach for the halah comes from the hamshacha. So in order for milmata lemailo, you need, first of all, that milmata lemailo should precede it. And milmata lemailo that precedes it gives the koyach for the milmata lemailo to be mamshich, the sarusa de tato, to be mamshich and to go to higher places. And the Rebbe explains, why do we need the halo milmailo? Why do we need the sarusa de leilo in order to help the halo milmato to go up? It is because since it's raising a tachten, it needs to reveal, and it goes up a higher place. But it's hidden, it's obscure. The power that halo milmato, the sarusa de letato, to go higher, is obscure. So the hamshocha milmailo helps to elevate, so the halo milmata should be able to go up. Basically, we're saying two things. First of all, halo milmato can only come after the hamshochas mad. And second of all, the power that halos the milmata has to reach even higher also is revealed by the hamshocha milmailo that gives the koyach for the halos. So it serves first as an introduction and then specifically to help it go up. And this is the Rebbe going to explain the two things of Yitzchok ben Avram and Avram Hoylides Yitzchok. Yitzchok ben Avram, the Rebbe, why is this the repetition? So Yitzchok ben Avram is the first part, that in order to be Yitzchok, in order to be Ha'aloh, it has to be a ben Avram. That comes first, he's a son of Avraham, which means Avraham does the Hamshocha, and that's why Yitzchok comes the Halor. The second part in which we say Avraham Hoylides Yitzchok, that's the koyach that Avraham gives into the Halor to be able to reach to the higher place. Let's look inside. Zehu Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham Hoylides Yitzchok. And this is the meaning in the pasuk Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham Hoylides Yitzchok. Yitzchok ben Avraham is talking about Yitzchok Atzmoy hu ben Avraham. Yitzchok Atzmoy, not the halah that comes from Yitzchok, but Yitzchok himself. How do you get halah to start with? Not where Yitzchok reaches to the higher level. We're talking about how do you get Yitzchok, how do you get halah? It's ben Avraham. She Yitzchok atzmo ben Avraham. Who, that meaning is, she halah atzmo bo al diktimus hamshocha. The halah itself comes first, you have the hamshocha, then you can have the law of Yitzchok. That Yitzchok comes because he's ben Avraham. And then we say, Avram Hoylides Yitzchok. Avram Hoylides Yitzchok means he gave Yitzchok the power to create, to give birth. It's not talking about that he gave birth to Yitzchak. That's the first. Avraham Hoilis Yitzchak means he provides Yitzchak with the power of Hoilada. That's the power of Allah. Avraham Hoilis Yitzchak, Hoiladu Loshen Poil Yotze, that he accomplishes that, that comes out from Avraham, that Yitzchak should have a loda. Shenoyach, Shenoysen as Koyach, Hatoilodom Yitzchak. That he gives the power for birthing Yitzchak. Who? Shehakoyach. What is the power? Shehakoyach Shebalos Hamato Lagia Lemailo. With the power for the that's in the Los Hamato to reach above, Nimshach, which means Mizgala in extent, is revealed Aliday Hamshach Milmailo Shelifnei Halo. That comes down through the fact that there was Hamshach Milmailo through Avraham. Yitzchak can therefore give birth and reach a higher level. That comes from the also from the level of the Avraham, from the Amshacham El Mailo, Shalif Neya Allah, that gives the power for Yitzchak to be Mailo, to go to the highest level. And the Rebbe says these two levels is also by Yemer Lo Yenis Amachon Chodesh. We have this in. We have this on Rosh Chodesh, but we also have it on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So on Erev Rosh Chodesh, Hamshochas hanesinas koyach mizol malchus alayin de mocher chodesh. This is the hamshoch of giving koyach from zol malchus, that this should be mocher chodesh, that this should be the level of the renewal. The Mochar Chodesh is Zog comes to Malchus, but in order for Zog to be able to come to Malchus, Chodesh comes first for the Nesinas Koyach Mizol Malchus. So there's two aspects. Dugma Shnei Inyonim Sheba Hamshachem Avram Yitzchak. Similar to the two aspects in the Hamshach Avram Yitzchak. Hanesinas koyach alo inyan the yipokin mishovecho, the giving of the power, so there should be yipokin mishovecho, the inyan from zikoron, the inyan, the highest level that should come down. Yipokin mishovecho, the level of bitl, ha bitl v'ha'alo de malchus. We're talking about yipokin, you see, should be missing. That comes also from Hamshocha Zola Malchus, from Yonason to David. Habitu Balod Malchus. That's Al Derech Yitzchok Ben Avram. That is like Yitzchok Ben Avram. Just the fact to be able to have the level of Bittl. The Koyach comes from the Hamshocha, from Yonason, from Zotu Malchus. And then you have a second aspect, the Sinas Koyach Shal Yidei. Yipokit Meshavecha Yivinif Kadito. Through the Yipokit Meshavecha, Binif Kadito, to reach the highest level, that's Al Derech Avram Eldes Yitzchok. That's Avram give birth to Yitzchok. He gives the power to go up to the level of Nifkadito. So it serves in both levels. First, it serves Zoh Malchus to give Malchus the koyach for the bittel, and then it gives Malchus the koyach that through the bittel of Malchus it should be the level of Nifkadeto to the level of Zikor. Now the Rebbe says, "Behinei behamayla." The ha'alo milmato lemailo, legabe hamshocha milmailo lemato. The advantage of the ha'alo from below to above, when we measure it relative to the hamshocha from above to below milmailo lemato, shnei inyonim.
Shahalo milmato lemailo meireres umamsheches mimokoim naile yoser,
that the halo milmato lemailo arouses and brings down mimokoim naile yoser. It brings down from a higher place than the hamshocha milmailo lemato yoser mehamshocha abo milmailo mitzad atzmo, more than the hamshocha that comes milmailo on its own. It's a higher level through the halo milmata lemailo. That's one thing. As the Rebbe Brukh, move on the ilma hadrushim, as we brought down before from the Maimorim, shahamaila de halo legabe hamshocha, that the advantage of halo relative to hamshocha, he al derech isha mazriya tchila tchila de zocha, that when it comes from the isha, the woman, the mekabel, is mazras tchila. It's the halor from the mato. Then you have a zohar, a higher level zohar. Shehoylodo sa'avo shebebchina zohar. The birth of the ava, which is in a level of zohar, which is ava rabba. You get ava rabba. Bo mi sarusa de leila. The ava b'chinas zachor comes from isarusa de leila. So that's why the ava zachor comes from isarusa de leila, not from the halo milmato. Elo shezeh shehasarusa de leila nimshechas mipnimius ha'oir. There is Ava, and then there is the Ava Rabba. The Serusa de Leilo nimshechas mipnimius ha'oir shalchei neilad menu Ava Rabba umipnei sham shachoso hu al yidei Serusa de Letato. So the Ava that comes, the level of Zohar, Isha Mazriya Tchilo Yilede Zohar, that starts off from the Yisarusa de Le'ela. Elo Shezeh Sheyisarusa de Le'ela Nimsheches Mipnim Yisoir, but the fact that it comes from the higher level of Pnim Yisoir, Shelochei Neilad Mimeno Abba Rabba, that's why it gets to the level of Abba Rabba. Humipnei Sham Shachosu Yudei Yisrus Deltato, is because it comes, the Hamshocha Yisrus Deltato. When the Hamshocha Milmailo comes through the Yisrus Deltato, it'll be Hamshocha B'china Zocha. But then, that's one level. So one level, it brings down a higher level in Ava, because it was coming through the halo, the hamshocha milmail is coming through the Yisrus Deltato. But then you have hamaila de halo atzma, and then you have the advantage of the halo by itself. She nailis yoiser gam mehamshocha shaydei halo, that the halo itself is greater that the hamshocha that is through the halo, k'mivur badrushim hamayla, as explained in the mayla, the eir chayzer, the returning light, which is milmato lemayla, halo, shu chayzer lekadmus hamaytzel mamash, the return goes up to the kadmus, early maytzel mamash, in a higher level. V'lochein lo'osid lo'om var yoymer, li'yitzchok davke ke'ato avino. Lo'osid will say davke to Yitzchok, then you'll see the maila in the halo itself. The first part, the maila of the halo, that the halo, the milmata, is what brings down the asarusa de leila that comes, gives us the ava, if it is based on Isha Mazras Tchila, it comes down from the Pnimius Ha'or, so the Ava will be an Ava of Zohar. So it will be a Zohar Dika Ava, it will be an Ava Rabba. Why? Because that Isaruso de la Elo came through the Isaruso de la Tato, gives you a powerful word. But the second aspect is that Isaruso de la Tato touches not just reveal getting Ava Rabba, it goes to B'chlal a higher place, in a higher place where the Ava, the Avshacha Melmaila comes from. It goes to Kadmus HaMaitzel Mamish. Because we will be able to see the Maila of Shabbalo Atzma. So, the Rebbe says now that these two in Yonim are really tied together. The idea that we get a higher level of Ava, that's a Hamshacha. And the idea that the Halo itself is in a higher place, which is beyond the Hamshacha, really they're connected. That these two ideas of A, coming down, the Hamshach is a more powerful one, and also that the Halor is actually goes to a whole other higher level, is connected. The fact that through the Halor, the Hamshach, the Avar Abba, there is a greater Humitzado Ilu Shebe Halor Atzma. That is because of the advantage, because the halah itself has the advantage, that's why it can bring down a greater light. So nowadays when the main mila is bringing down mil mila, so we're talking about what we are able to be mamshich. So because in Hamshocha, we're not talking about the greatness of Halor by itself, we're talking about what we can draw down. So therefore, Hamayla de Halor, Hish Hamshocha, Al Yodi Hamshocha Nailas Yeser. So when we talk about what's the advantage, what is Halor, what's the greatness of Yitzchok, of Halor, is that what comes through it, the Hamshocha, that the Sarusa de la Tata is Ma'erer, is a greater Hamshocha. But laos in lavoi tisgale hamayle dalos atzma. But the future will be revealed the advantage of the halo itself. Svapize yesh loymar. Based on this, we can say the inyan Yitzchok ben Avram who nayle yoiser meinyan Avram hildes Yitzchok. So like this, we were talking about that the Yitzchok ben Avraham is what the Avraham comes before Yitzchok. Yitzchok will come by Avraham. And then we talked about Avraham and his Yitzchok, that Avraham gives Yitzchok the power for his elevation. But here the Rebbe says, therefore we can say that this Yitzchok ben Avraham, the inyan hoylid es Yitzchok, the idea hoylid gives Yitzchok hoylode hamshachas koyach hoylode be Yitzchok, to give the power of birth that Yitzchok should be able to give birth, which is hoylode sa'avo shebebchinas zohar al yidei halos man ishu kisazriya, that it brings down a higher level, it brings down the birth of a zohar through the halos man, Aisha Kisazriya. So the impact of the Hamshoch is a much greater. Humailas Hamshoch Asalde Halor. That's the advantage, what we bring down. Through the Halor, we're able to bring down a Zohar. If we're talking about the Halor, Inyan Yitzchok ben Avraham. But the idea of Yitzchok ben Avraham, that's not the Halor that he brings down. humaylus ahaloh atzma. That's the advantage in haloh itself. The haloh itself, as we're saying, that the haloh goes into a much higher place, not what the hamshocha comes from the haloh from, but the haloh itself is in a higher place. V'zehu shebi Yitzchok ben Avrom, Yitzchok ben Avrom, nemer Yitzchok lifnei Avrom. Yitzchok ben Avrom, Yitzchok comes before Avrom. U'b'Avrom hoilis Yitzchok, nemer Avrom lifnei Yitzchok. This is Avrom before Yitzchok. Ki b'Avrom hoilides Yitzchok, Avrom hoilis Yitzchok, ikir amayli hi b'amshoch. When we say Avrom, the main thing is what we're mamshich. V'lochein, it's all about Avram because we're talking about the Hamshocha. Yes, through Avram, through Yitzchok, we're able to Mamshich Zohar, you can get a higher level than Avram. Avram gives birth to Yitzchok to the higher level that Yitzchok should reach the higher level. But it's all about what to be Mamshich. But by Yitzchok ben Avram, we're talking about Yitzchok Atzmai, Yitzchok himself, not the Hailod of Yitzchok, but Yitzchok himself, Iker Amayil Hi Ba'alo, the main advantage is the elevation. V'lochei Nemar Tchilo Yitzchok, that's why it says Yitzchok, Yitzchok ben Avram, Ki Hu Iker. So it's Yitzchok, V'achar Kach Mevayer, Shehaderech Lovei La'alo Di Yitzchok. How could you come to the halo of Yitzchok? Yitzchok doesn't work without the hakdoma of that, but it's Yitzchok is the advantage. Mil ben Avram. That comes through the Hamshocha Milamato, that is Ben Avram. So basically, what we're saying over here is the Yitzchok Ben Avraham, it's mainly talking about the elevation, the advantage of Yitzchok. But in his Avraham first, but it's the higher level. Lo'asilov, as I said before, will be that level. The Avraham Hilis Yitzchok is talking about mainly the Hamshocha, that Avraham gives birth to Yitzchok, so that's why Avraham comes first, because it's mainly the Hamshocha. But of course, through Yitzchok, the Hamshocha that Avraham invested in Yitzchok is Hilis Yitzchok to bring down a higher level. Val derech zayin, val derech zehu b'yohenus of Yidovit, zohu malchus. Similar thing is Yohenus of David, which is zohu malchus. The Akshov, now, zohu l'mayla b'malchus. Zohu is higher than malchus. Zohu mashpia b'malchus. Zohu is the mashpia malchus. Lochein, iker hamayla hi b'hamshocha zohu l'mayla malchus. The main advantage is when we say that Zo gives to Malchus, which is the level of Vinifkadeto. It's mainly about Hamshocha, being remembered. V'amayla di'ipoket meshevecho, but the mayla di'ipoket meshevecho, which is bit v'aliyas Malchus, who shall yidei ze nase Vinifkadeto. That's because Vinifkadeto, through yipoket meshevecho, you bring the Vinifkadeto. So what he's saying is that now when Zoh is higher than Malchus, Mashpia Malchus, and therefore the main maila is Hamshocha Zola Malchus, Yehoinos, and giving to David. And that's the idea of Vinifkadeto. It's all about the result, the Avram Hoyle des Yitzchok, that gives the power to Yitzchok. He accomplishes that it should be in a higher level. But the Hamaila, the Yipoket Meshevecho, the advantage, Yipoket Meshevecha, which means that the Aliyah Bittel V'Aliyah Hamalchus, who shall Yidei Zeh Naseh V'Nivkadetom. So it's not about Malchus itself, the Maila of Yipokot Mishavecho, is that it brings down the Nifkadato. So but it's all about Hamshocha, it's all about bringing down the higher level Zot Malchus. Gavur Badrushim Sha'aloh, that of Rosh Chodesh, he bichdei shal yidei zeh tiya Hamshocha b'Rosh Chodesh. That the law of Erev Rosh Chodesh is in order to be the Hamshocha b'Rosh Chodesh, so it's all about Hamshocha. Ula'osid lovei tizgane, tizgal lebchinas ha-malchus, k'moy shehi mitzad atzmo. In the future will be revealed Malchus as it's on its own. Shetekabel me'er ein sof atzmo. That will receive from ein sof itself, k'moy zo. Instead of Zog giving to Malchus, Malchus will get directly. Says about the future, the Levona's light will be like the sun, that the Levona, which is Malchus, will receive directly from himself. That the Levona is going to shine its own just like the sun. It's not going to receive from the Malchus, from the Zog. The Seidim is a not only is it going to be equal, then will be revealed the root of Malchus, which is higher than the root of Zoh. Then Malchus will actually be higher than Zoh. The Ashes of the Chayil, Malchus, that is the Ashes of Zoh, becomes the crown, the Mashpia to Bailod. And that's why in the Torah of Mocher Chodesh it says that David Higdil, that David Lamaylam Yehonasun, that David is higher than Yehonasun. We're in the middle of a Zion. The Rebbe was discussing that there is two milas in the Yipokid Moshevecho, in the level of Bittl. One mila is that through the level of Bittl is Mizgala, a higher Amshocha. And the second level of Bittl is, the second advantage is that the root of Malchus itself, which is equal to Zoh, and it's even higher than Zoh. So the Rabbi explained that that's the two inyonim of Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is, we say, Mocher Chodesh, which Yoynosan, that is, gives to David, that gives to Malchus, Zog gives to Malchus, the greater Hamshocha of a higher Hamshocha, that through Malchus, it gets, the Hamshocha is greater. But the Rabbi said that is all. Now, when the main thing is, what we have Begilu is the Hamshocha. But in the future, the main advantage of Malchus will be that Malchus will be revealed, the Shedesh of Malchus, that Malchus is equal with Zoh, and it's even higher than Zoh. And the Rebbe now brings it back to Erev Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Chodesh. V'hine Yodua, the beginning, the way Malchus starts the Aliyah is that it is negates and it effaces from being of its Metzius. It becomes a Nekuda, a just one point under Yisoid Zod, the last level, the Zayir Ampin, the last Svira, is Yisoid. So under Yisoid, it becomes a level of Nekuda. Shebichlolu su'inyan Yipokid Meshavecha. So generally, that's the idea. Your seat will be missing the Bittl of Malchus self-effacement, that it's only Nekuda. Through this Bittl b'metzius, he nasis keli la'aliyah shalemayim b'zeh. Through this level of Bittl, Malchus becomes a vessel so that the further elevations that bring her even higher. Bring her to the level of Zoh, and even higher than Zoh. Va'ad lahaliyah, the Eishes Chayil Ateres Baila, till the level of that the Eishes Chayil, the Malchus, which is the Eishes of Zoh, becomes Ateres Baila, becomes the crown, the Mashpia. Va'apizoh yesh loymar. So based on this, we can say, the Zed Shahaloh, that of Rosh Chodesh. That of Rosh Chodesh is when this moon is not there. You pocket Meshavacha. Your seat will be missing. That's an Erev Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is only in a Nekuda, or the phases. Humichdei, Shal Yidei Zed, Tiye Beresh Chodesh, Hamshocha Mizo. So the through this bittel, it'll be the Hamshocha of Zoh, it'll be even if Katito. So that means there will be, so it's all because of the Hamshocha. Through the bittel of Malchus, you'll get a greater Hamshocha. But that is who Achshav, that's now. Because now, we're only preview to the level of Giluyim, what's Hamshocha. But in the future to come, what is the advantage of the bittel of Yipokad Meshavecha of Erev Rosh Chodesh, the level of effacement of the Malchus? That through this bittel is revealed the root of Malchus itself, which is higher, equal to Zoh, and higher to Zoh. And the Rebbe says now that this level of Zoh and Malchus is actually Shemesh on the Levona V'Yereich is even higher than Zoh and Malchus of Atzilus. Ches. V'nezeh she'Shemesh V'Yereich hem Zoh Malchus u'kimoi that is as they are in the idea of spheres. But there's a higher than this. Over there, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemesh Havaya. V'Yisroel Shedoimim L'Levona. And the Yidden that are similar to the Levona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shemesh, is the Mashpia. And the Yisrael are the Levona, they're Makabu from the Shemesh, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, move a little bit. Chilas HaMaimer, Madrushim, as brought in the beginning of the Maimer from the Maimorim. The Yipoket Meshovecho de David Levono, Rebbe applied the Bittel, Yipoket Meshovecho, which David, which is Levona, applied this, who are Bittel the Yisrael. In Avoida, that's the Bittel of a Yid. And through the bit of Yid becomes Nifkadito. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisker kaviyochal aleihem u'pekedosam. That the Eibishter sort of remembers them, so to speak, and he reminds himself of them, and he remembers them. So v'yesh loymar, so the Rebbe wants to apply what we just applied with Zoh Malchus also to the level of Shemesh of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Yin. V'yesh loymar, we can say the Kemoi Shal Yidei Yipoked Meshevecha the Malchus. Just like we talked about Malchus, Yipoked Meshevecha, the seat is missing. The level of Bittel is Mizgale in Yono V'Shorsha da Malchus Atzmo. So eventually, not now, but in the future, Lasid Lavoi, we will see the root of Malchus itself. So the idea and the root of Malchus is revealed itself, not that it gets a greater Hamshocha from Zoh, but actually the etzem, the essence of Malchus itself. She'ein atzricha lekabel mizoh shemesh. It doesn't need to receive from the Zoh shemesh. And not only that it doesn't need to receive from Zoh, but it receives equally, just like Zoh from Ein Sof, but we said that it's actually becoming a mashpia to Zoh. We say to Mizesh, that through the Yipoked Meshavecho,
the level of bittel, then malchus goes up even higher than zo. So al derech zeh, in a similar way, hu b'negei li'pokad mishavecho di yisro. Similarly, is as it pertains to the bittel, the pokad mishavecho, when the seed is missing of the yidin, the bittel of yidin. Shal yidei habittel di Yisrael, through the bittel of yidin, mizgale in yonam shalamaylo mehanal, then it's revealed that the yidin are higher than the above that they get from Kutche Brichu. The Kutche Brichu is the Shemesh, is Mashpia to the Yisrael. But you get to see the level of Yisrael that they're higher, they're equal, higher than that level. She Yisrael v'Kutche Brichu kuluchad, that the Yidden and Hashem are really one. They don't need to get the Hashpoah from Kutche Brichu because they're at the level of Kutche Brichu be'etzah. Through the level of bittel, that's revealed, just like by Malchus, it reveals its shoresh. Shalochein einum tzrichim kaveyochel lekabel makodesh baruch. That's why they don't need to, so to speak, receive makodesh baruch. Sharheim chad mamish, because they're one. But Rebbe goes further and even more than that. They become the mashpim, the yid. V'yiseirim is a... And more than that, the kiv on shelemaisa yodecho tichso, if the Eibishter wants your actions of your hands, the Eibishter wants the avoid of a yid, and that's the Eibishter's yearning. Mele, we are actually giving the Eibishter what he wants, because the Eibishter wants maisa yodecho. Hari Yisrael heim mashpim kav yocho bakadosh baruch hu. So to speak, the yidna mashpia and giving the Eibishter. Eishes chayil ateres baila, which is the idea, the eishes of the chayil, the yidden, which are the eishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become the ateres, the crown, the mashpia. V'zehu v'nifkadito ki yipoket meshevecho. It means nifkadito, you'll be ki yipoket meshevecho. The agam she'inyan ha'zikorin hu bahadar gedair in sof shekule kamekil lechoshim. Even though that the level of zikorin is in the level of Ein Sof, which everything in front by Ein Sof is considered like nothing. Afal Pikein. So how does the Bittel accomplish, if it's not Negei, the Avodah Lechoshiv, the idea of Zikoren, Nifkadeto? Ava b'kein habitl Yisrael yipoket mishavecho meir b'dar gezu sheiven nifkadeto, the bitl of Yisrael, the yipoket mishavecho, that arouses in that level that there should be nifkadeto. At the level of bitl could be nifkadeto, even though it is kilachoshev kizeh shebichdei. Because the fact that normally, in order to be arousal, awakening up above, is the person that wakes up has some value, has some importance, so his avoda means something. So how could the bittel of a yid accomplish anything? That is only if the person that arouses is an entity by himself. So that's why the Rebbe asked before, even the level of Kilei Choshiv is also comes like on its own, because we can't say it's this Oyer Surui Sarusa de Letata, it's an Asarusa de Leila, which comes from above, only because of Asar Shalim, because the person's avodah doesn't really touch there. The Rebbe asks, so im kain, so how does the level of bittel even reach even to a higher level than the level of kilei choshev? So the Rebbe says, answers now, that's only when the person who's ma'eder, whom it sees la'atzme, but v'alidei habittel di yipoket meshavecho, but through the bittel of yipoket meshavecho, which means the level of bittel on the level of Yipoket Meshavecho, Mizgale in Yonom Ha'elyon di Yisrael Shem Chadim Kutche Brichu, that reveals the supreme aspect of a Yid that they're one with the Eberster, Chad Mamash. And Memela, it comes down, it can be Mamshich, it's not because it has to be Me'eirer, it's not Me'eirer, that's itself, it's Chad with Kutcha Brichu. Tess, V'hine Nisbar Le'il B'tchilas HaMaymer. So before, in the beginning of the Maimer, was explained the Inyan Mochar Chodesh Hu Amshochas Er Chodesh. Mochar Chodesh means that this is a whole new, a new shine, a new moon, meaning it's a new Hamshochah. Amshochas Er Chodesh, a new light. Yes, L'kasher Zeh Mashakosu B'drushat Samach Tzedek, so we can tie this to the what is written in the Maimor and Samach Tzedek. The Mochar Chodesh Koya Lo'osid Lovei. Mochar Chodesh goes on the future to come. Al derech Maimer Azal, this is similar to our sages saying, Hayom La'asoyisom L'mochar L'kabel Schorom, that this Schar, it will be Lo'osid Lovei. Kid Lo'osid Lovei Yiyagilu Oir Chodesh, because in the future to come, there will be a revelation of a new light, Shaloi Heir Gam Koidam HaTzimtzum, that did not shine even before the Tzimtzum, before all the Hishtalshulus, even the higher Oir Hishtalshulus, there's going to be a new light. That way there will be a novelty on the highest of levels in all matters. Be Yisrael. The Yidn will be Shehem Asidim L'Hischadish Kamoisa. They are also going to be renewed, just like the moon. Kamoisa, like the moon. They are also Mechadish. It will be a new level by the Yidn. Betoira, we say, new level of Torah, Torah Chadosh Amiti, be a new level of Torah. Va'al Yidei Yisrael v'Torah, through Yidin and Torah, which are going to be a Chiddush, Yiyachai Chiddush Gam B'Habriya, there will also be a novelty, it will be a new in the Briya. Shamayim Chadoshim, Veretz Chadoshim. Umamshich HaKosuf. And the Pasuk says, Shamayim Chadoshim, Veretz Chadoshim, Kein Yamet Zaramcho Zarachem V'Shimcham. So will your seed and your name will stand. Shagam lo'osid lovei, that also in the future to come. Sheyia shemayim v'aretz chadoshim. When it will be shemayim v'aretz chadoshim. Yia emed v'nikir ha'avoda di Yisrael achshav. It will still be standing and it will be recognized that the avoda of the Yidden now. Shal yodo nasa ha'chidush. The chidush in the shemayim chadoshim v'aretz chadoshim is through the avoda that the Yidden are working now, so it will be recognized that that is what brought about the new Chiddush. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishtasheya, the Eberster will play, V'tzich Tzatzken, he will playfully be in Yisroel with Yidden, Shal Yodom Nismale HaKoyser V'Atshukashloi, because it's through Yidden that it was fulfilled, his yearning and his desire, they made it, so therefore that's going to be there always, notwithstanding in the highest level of the Torah Chadosha and the Shemayim Chadoshim and Eretz Chadosha. Yirotzin Shadibur Binyonim Elu. Rebbe davens that, let it be the will that the speaking about these inyonim, Befrat B'Shabbos B'Baruch HaMachodesh, especially as we do it in Shabbos Baruch HaMachodesh, because this was Baruch HaMachodesh Kislev. The Yisarim is Be'erev Rosh Chodesh, Mochor Chodesh. This was on Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Mochor Chodesh. Yimahir V'Yizariz Hagilu the David Malkum Mashiach. That should hasten, that should speed up the revelation of David the King Mashiach. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David the King of Israel who is alive and exists, Yovav Yigalenu, should come and redeem us. Yilechenu Kamiyus Lartenu, to lead us uplifted way to our land, Begula Mitzvah Vashlema, with the true and complete redemption. All this in immediate al derech, that happens immediately. The new levone meyad hen igol, immediately they are redeemed.